Unit 45, Superlatives. Speaking and listening. Introduction.
Which is bigger, Hong Kong or Jamaica? Mary.
Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Yes, Jamaica is much bigger than Hong Kong.
Jamaica is the right answer.
Is your house bigger than my house? Is your car faster than mine? Is your job better than my job? Well, if it is, I don't mind.
This question is more difficult than the last one. Which part of India is more mountainous, the north or the south? Mary.
The north.
The north is the right answer.
That question wasn't more difficult than the last one. It was easier.
Okay. Is your house bigger than my house? Have you got a view of the sea? Are your friends richer than my friends? Well, that's all right with me, because I prefer the simple things in life. The sun in the morning and the moon and stars at night. Yes, I prefer the simple things in life.
Now listen carefully. Is Canada bigger or smaller than the USA? Mary.
Smaller?
No.
Bigger.
Superlatives about present facts.
Listen.
This is a fascinating book.
I'm sorry?
This book. It's really fascinating. It's full of fascinating facts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. The giraffe is the tallest animal in the world.
Very interesting.
The blue whale is the biggest animal in the world. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh. Well, listen to this. The hottest place in the world is Dalol in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
The coldest place in the world is the Pole of Cold in Antarctica.
Mm.
The wettest place in the world is Kauai in Hawaii. And the driest place in the world is the Atacama Desert in Chile. Fascinating.
Listen and repeat.
The hottest place in the world.
The coldest place in the world.
The wettest place in the world.
The driest place in the world.
Listen and answer.
What is the tallest animal in the world? What is the biggest animal in the world?
Listen.
The largest planet is Jupiter. The smallest planet is Pluto. Pluto is also the coldest planet, and the hottest planet is Venus. Did you know that?
What?
Ah, now, this is really interesting. The most remote island in the world. What is it?
I don't know, but I'd like to be there now.
The most remote island in the world is Tristan da Cunha in the South Atlantic. Fascinating.
I've got a question for you. Who is the most boring person on this train? This is my station. Bye.
Superlatives about past events.
Listen.
What did he say?
Sorry?
What did he say?
He said, this is my station, bye.
No, before that.
Oh, he said, you're the most boring person I've ever met.
Did he really?
Yes.
No, actually, he said, who is the most boring person on this train?
Are you sure?
Yes.
What did he say? Oh, never mind. Listen to this. The biggest country in the world is the USSR. 22.5 million square kilometers. Fascinating.
Listen and answer.
Who's the most boring person you've ever met? Who's the most interesting person you've ever met? What's the best film you've ever seen? What's the worst film you've ever seen? What's the most interesting book you've ever read? Listen.
From the greatest book ever written, the greatest story ever told, in the greatest film ever made, Alexander J. Mancini presents War and Peace, an Alexander J. Mancini film produced and directed by Alexander J. Mancini and based on Tolstoy's great novel, at a movie theater near you, now.
Other expressions.
Listen.
I think this is the most fascinating book I've ever read.
Is it really? Good.
Listen to this. The highest volcano in the world is Cotopaxi in Ecuador. Fascinating.
Actually, I think it's Guayatiri in Chile.
Oh, well, perhaps that's the second highest.
Excuse me. I think the highest volcano in the world is Aconcagua in Argentina.
Or the third highest.
Isn't it Kilimanjaro in Tanzania?
Just a minute. Are you talking about active volcanoes, dormant volcanoes, or extinct volcanoes?
Listen and repeat.
The highest. The second highest. The third highest.
Song.
I didn't know that.
What is the name of the biggest ocean in the world?
The Pacific.
What is the name of the biggest ocean in the world?
The Pacific.
The biggest ocean in the world is the Pacific. I didn't know that. That's terrific. That is the name of the biggest ocean in the world.
Accents of English.
This speaker is from India. Listen.
In our restaurant, we serve basically curry and rice, lamb, chicken, prawn. Prawn is a very popular dish. And then tandoori is basically to start with. Tandoori is pieces of chicken or lamb or any kind of meat which is marinated in the yogurt sauce. And then it's cooked in a charcoal clay oven. And you see, it's the smell of the charcoal which gets to the meat. And that's what gives it the tandoori taste. This dish was first introduced, made popular, I should say, by Moti Mahal of New Delhi. They are the people who made this dish popular. At the big restaurants or the more popular restaurants, they have started on the menu to explain the dishes. You see, otherwise you could be spending at least about 15 minutes with one party explaining to them the whole menu. So to make it easier, they have written a underneath the dish, they have explained it. Well, anyway, the waiter is there to help you and let you know for what the thing is. Majority of the restaurants here, they have got the hotness, the strength of the curries to the level here, you see. It's not Indian hot, it's London hot, as you would say. It's been toned down.
Synopsis.
Dialogue. So, you had a good trip?
Oh, yes. I learned a lot.
About Ireland?
Yes, and also about Antarctica, Hawaii, Jupiter, and Tristan da Cunha.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, I learned that the coldest place in the world is the Pole of Cold in Antarctica. Did you know that?
No.
The wettest place in the world is Kauai in Hawaii.
Really?
Also, I learned that the largest planet is Jupiter.
I knew that.
And that Tristan da Cunha is the most remote island in the world.
Oh, fascinating. How did you learn all that?
I made a new friend on the trip. Well, on the return trip. At the airport. And on the plane. And on the subway. He had a book of fascinating facts.
What was it called?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's a pity. I'd like to buy it.
Is there anything interesting in the newspaper?
Yes. There's a fascinating fact.
What's that?
The country with the most divorces.
The United States?
Right.
It's also the country with the most dentists.
Really?
I think so.
Is there a connection?
What?
Is there a connection between the dentists and the divorces?
I don't think so.
I'm joking.
Oh. How is everybody?
Well, Anna's been a bit depressed, but she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Sweden next week, and she's looking forward to that.
Oh, good.
Did you know that the oldest newspaper in the world is Swedish?
Elizabeth.
It's called the Post och Enrikes Tidningar.
Elizabeth.
And it began in 1645.
Elizabeth.
Not many people know that.
I think I'll make some more coffee.